Saan?
After being away for a couple of months, it's so good to be back among all of you, especially our young people.
非常感恩能重新与会众聚集，特别是与年轻人能够在一起。
We thank our dear brother leading us to sing this wonderful and a beautiful song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
感恩弟兄带领我们唱这个美好的诗歌，转眼仰望耶稣。
I think this is the key point for all our worship to him and the daily life before him.
转眼仰望耶稣是我们每天至关重要的。
Sometimes we do feel rusty with the spiritual things.
许多时候我们确实为着灵里面的事情 feel rusty.
Feel rusty.
而被搅扰。
Yeah. Like a young sister recently complained about it, that I don't feel that I get anything from the church meetings.
就像有一个年轻的姊妹，她对我交通说她。在教会里并没有收到什么获益。
She said, especially when I sit in the table meeting with everybody on every Sunday.
特别是每个主日的早晨与会众一起聚集在饼杯桌子前的时候。
I can't feel the enjoyment with others in prayer and the singing praise songs.
我不能与其他的人一起分享这个赞美主的喜悦。
You know why, my dear young fellows?
你知道吗，我亲爱的年轻的弟兄姊妹们？
It's just because we lost the focus on Jesus.
因为我们没有把我们的注意力仰望在基督上。
So of course that all the spiritual things seem so out of touch to us.
好像所有这些属灵的感觉对于我们无关。
This song, my dear brothers and sisters, reminds us that the best way to turn us away from the gravities of the things that are running on this earth.
这首诗歌教导我们如何把我们能够从这些属地一切的疲倦和奔跑中来脱离出来。
The best way is not to struggle with it.
不是好叫我们不去挣扎。
Not to push ourselves to like doing the spiritual things like reading the Bible, serving in the church ministry.
不是让我们去读圣经或者有任何服事。
But simply turn our eyes up on Jesus and keep on focusing on him.
而是单单的让我们仰望耶稣，唯独单单的注目他。
Then you will find that what we were singing this song is so true.
然后我们就会发现，当我们唱这首诗歌的时候，是如此的真实。
All the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
所有的事物都在他荣耀的光中渐渐的次第变成朦胧。
Sister Jessie Jones, as we know lately, Jessie Penlois.
冰路易姊妹，她以前叫 Jessie Jones。
Once she had gone through a struggle time in her young age。
在她年轻的时年少的时候，她曾经历过一些挣扎。
She had gained a good Bible knowledge from the church Sunday school classes。
从教会的主日学中，她的确的学到了许多的属灵的知识。
And she worked diligently in serving the Lord among God's people.
她非常的努力服侍，神的子民。
But this was just an outside image.
但是这只是外面看的表象。
Inside of her,
在她的里面
，it was like David says in Psalm 63.
在他的里面，就像大卫在诗篇第六十三篇里面讲到的
，A piece of a land of a dry and a thirsty with no water for all the spiritual things。
对他来说，这所有的属灵里面的事情，就像非常干渴疲乏之地。
She tried to study more on the Bible。
他就更加的研读圣经里面的话语。
She tried to keep herself even busier.Attending the church meetings,
甚至更多的来参加教会的聚会。
But she couldn't be satisfied.
但是她里面却没有满足。
She knew there was a problem, but didn't know how to fix it.
她知道有问题，但她不知道怎么样解决这个问题。
Until Natalie's brother,
直到有一个年长一届的弟兄
came to her with a simple word.
对她说了一个非常简单的话。
Sister, you got to look at the Jesus over all your books.
姊妹，在你所有所读的书籍当中，你应该先仰望耶稣。
All the church meetings and the service.
所有的教会的聚会和所有的服事。
And all the things around you, forget about doing anything, but keep on focusing on Jesus.
忘却你所做的一切的事情，而是来单单的仰望耶稣。
We thank God that this became the turning point of her spiritual life.
我们非常感恩，这成了她灵命转折点。
Coming after her life-changing experience.
从她生命的转变。
Jesse Penn Lewis has published many books which have touched many lives all over the world.
宾路易师母她写了许多的书籍，来触动了许多信徒的生活。
Now let's have a couple of Bible readings for this morning.
让我们来读一下圣经。
First, let's turn our Bible to Joshua chapter 5, begin with the verse 13 and all the way through verse 15.
让我们先读约书亚记第五章13-15节。
Joshua 5:13-15, let me read it for you.
我先为会众读约书亚记第五章13-15节。
And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho, and he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, Are you for us?Or for our adversaries. So he said, No, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped, and said to him, What does my Lord say to his servant? Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, Take your sandal off your foot.For the place where you stand is holy, and Joshua did so.
约书亚记第五章13-15节。约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。约书亚到他那里，问他说：“你是帮助我们的呢，是帮助我们的敌人呢？”他回答说：“不是的，我来是做耶和华军队的元帅。”约书亚就俯伏在地下拜，说：“我主有什么话吩咐仆人？”耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说：“把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。”约书亚就照着行了。
I want to draw your attention to verse 13.
我特别希望大家能够注意13节。
It says that Joshua was standing outside of the city of Jericho from the place called Gilgal.
约书亚此时是在耶利哥城，耶利哥城是从在吉甲以外。
He was there and lifted his eyes and looked.
他在那里举目观看。
Now think about what the earlier text tells us.
那看看前面章节里面告诉我们的是什么呢？
The people of Israel had crossed the Jordan River.
以色列国民已经过了约旦河。
They had set up a well at the new land.
他们已经准备进入这个新的领地。
They had a wonderful experience at Gilgal.
他们在基甲有一个美妙的经历。
They had renewed the covenant and made their first Passover dinner there.
他们已经在那里有一个第一个逾越节，守了逾越节。
Obviously, they were ready for the new land with their new life.
那很显然，他们已经在这个新的领地上准备好了要过新生活。
They should have flooded over the land and occupied.
他们应该直接冲到这个领地里面，然后占据整个地。
But Joshua didn't do it.
但是约书亚没有这样做。
He stopped and waited on patiently.
他停下来，非常有耐心的等待。
Verse 13, it says that he lifted his eyes and looked.
第十三节说到他举目观看。
Doesn't it sound a little bit hesitated and a waste of time to us?
我们看的时候是不是觉得似乎他有点犹豫，在浪费时间？
Why he did that instead of running over the city of Jericho right now?
他为什么在那儿等着而没有直接冲向耶利哥城？
I wanted to keep these questions with the passage that we just read through.
我想要就着这些刚才我们读过的经节来问这些问题。
Now let's turn to the New Testament.
让我们翻到新约圣经。
The book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 and 2.
希伯来书第十二章第一到第二节。
Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Let's stop here.
希伯来书第十二章。我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。我们先停在这儿。
I like the John Darby translation better for verse 2, looking steadfastly on Jesus.
我喜欢达比弟兄的翻译，就是第二节的一开始说到，定睛在耶稣的身上。
Or another English translation says that fixing our eyes on Jesus.
或者另外一个翻译的版本是把你的眼睛注目在耶稣身上。
Not only looking at Jesus, but keep on focusing on him.
就是说，不光你看着耶稣，而且是整个注意力都在耶稣的身上。
Brothers and sisters, this is how Joshua lifted his eyes and looked at the commander of the army of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是约书亚如何仰望。耶稣看见了这个耶和华军队的元帅。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this wonderful time to reading your word.
主，我们感谢这个美妙的时光，我们可以一同研读你的话语。
Lord, we pray that your word will tune our heart.
主，我们恳求你来调整我们的心。
And turn our eyes upon Jesus.
让我们能够转眼仰望耶稣。
So we may live a life to press on to the goal that you have prepared for us.
好叫我们能够努力面前，向着你为我们准备的标杆直跑。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Be with us for this time.
求你在这段时间与我们同在。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Those who are familiar with the history of Israel must know the important role of two water crossings which made the nation of Israel.
弟兄姊妹们一定熟悉以色列国民经过大水，两次经过大水，只有两次经过大水，他们才能成为以色列的国民。
The first water crossing is the Red Sea crossing.
第一次经过大水是经过红海。
When Israel people led by Moses and walked out the land of Egypt.
是 以色列人被摩西带领从埃及离开埃及地。
They were truly free men from the land of Egypt.
他们其实就已经从埃及，对于埃及地来说，他们已经是自由的了。
But they were not free from the power of Egypt.
但是埃及的权势却仍然在他们的身上。
Because after Israel people took their steps out of Egypt.
因为当着以色列人出离开埃及的时候
，The Egyptian king was leading his horsemen coming after them.
法老带着他的军兵来追赶他们。
Finally, the power of Egypt caught up with Israel people at the Red Sea.
一直追到红海的时候，法老和他的军兵追到了以色列人。
Now at the great water of the Red Sea.
在红海这个大水当中
，God's people were facing a critical point for their journey out of Egypt.
神的选民们面临着他们要出埃及的一个非常至关重要的时刻。
Either they get rid of the power of Egypt.
他要么就是完全的脱离埃及的权势
，or being brought back to their original shape as slaves.
或者重新再回到为奴之家。
The problem here is that if they couldn't find a way to put down the power of Egypt,
问题就是如果他们没有办法把埃及的权势踩在脚底下，
their freedom would be an empty talk.
他们所有的自由都是空谈。
So we thank God.
我们感谢主。
For he had prepared Israel people a way to victory over the power of Egypt.
主为以色列人准备了一条成功的道，胜利的道路，让他们可以战胜这个埃及的权势。
So he split the great water of the Red Sea.
他把这个红海分开了。
So the Israel people would be able to walk through and cross the sea.
以色列民就可以经过红海。
But when Pharaoh and his army was trying to follow the Israel people same way going through,
当埃及的法老的军兵们想要以同样的方式来跟着以色列人通过红海的时候
，the great water returned and covered all of them.
这个大水就重新合起，把他们淹没了。
They were drowned at the bottom of the Red Sea and buried there.
他们就全部被埋葬淹没在红海里面。
Did you see it? Now the power of Egypt would never be able to come back again to threat God's people.
你知道吗？就从这里，这些埃及的权势就没有办法再从红海里出来，来控制、辖制以色列民。
So my dear young brothers and sisters, Israel got to cross the Red Sea.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，以色列人必须来穿过红海。
Otherwise, there would never be a truly free Israel nation.
否则的话就没有完全自由的以色列国民。
My dear young fellows, is the Red Sea crossing only their story 3500 years ago?
我亲爱的年轻的弟兄姊妹们，这个经过红海的故事仅仅是3500年之前的一个古老的故事吗？
No, it's also our story in today.
这个同样是我们今天的经历。
I think everybody remembers the verse in 1 John 2:15.
我记得大家都一定记住，约翰一书。第二章十五节
John says that do not love the world or the things in the world.
约翰说不要爱世界和世界上的一切。
He doesn't mean that the world is God's creation.
他说的这个世界不是说是神所创造的。
He's not telling us don't love the people around us.
他没有说不让我们爱我们周遭的人。
But he uses this term in a sense of a worldUnder the power of darkness.
这里所说的世界是在黑暗权势下的世界。
Antichrist, the godlessness and the lawlessness.
敌基督的无法无权的。
Similar to the power that the Pharaoh once had over the Israel people.
就像 当时法老对待以色列人所辖制的那个权势是一样的。
No matter where you want to be,
不管你要成为什么样的人，
it will come after you and keep you under its power.
他总要追着你来辖制你。
So you won't be able to go free as God's children.
他不叫你能够自由地作为神的儿女享受自由。
My dear young fellows, it could be your amusement.
我亲爱的年轻的弟兄姊妹们，可能是你自己的娱乐的方式。
Social connections.
可能是你的社交的联系。
And the boys, it could be your video games.
男孩子们可能是你的所有的 game 游戏。
Parents, it could be your WeChat flipping.
父母亲们可能是你在不停的在滑手机，在微信上。
Whatever it takes the place of a prominence in our hearts other than the love of Christ.
任何只要在我们心中居首要地位来超过基督的地位的。
John tells us that it is the world and the things in the world.
约翰就告诉我们说这是世界和其上的一切。
It should be obvious.
It should be
obvious.
这很明显。
If you and I ever fall in love with it,
如果我们深爱其深陷其中，
John reminds us that the love of the Father is not in us.
约翰就提醒我们说，爱父的心就不在我们的里面。
So my dear young fellows,
所以我亲爱的弟兄年轻的弟兄姊妹们，
we all know that the power of the world should be left behind us at the bottom of the Red Sea when we gave our life to Christ.
我们知道，我们深信，我们也深深的知道，当我们把我们的生命交给基督的时候，这个世界的权势就应该已经埋葬在红海里。
But let me ask you one question.
但是让我来问你一个问题。
Is your salvation composed by the Red Sea story?
你的救恩里面包括在红海的故事吗？
Or let me put it in this way.
换句话说，
Where is the Red Sea crossing taken place in your life?
在你的生命当中，什么时候，什么是红海的经历？
Same as Israel people.
同样是以色列人。
My dear young fellows, if we don't find a way to put down that power,
年轻的同伴们，如果你们不把这个权势踩在脚底下，
the power of the influence of the things in this world,
这个世界的权势的搅扰和影响，
our freedom in Christ would be an empty talk.
我们在基督里面的自由只是空谈。
My dear brothers and sisters, as God's children,
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，作为神的儿女，
we got to cross the Red Sea.
我们必须要经过红海。
Otherwise, there's no way for us to taste the joyfulness of the salvation of Jesus.
否则的话，我们没有办法从基督为我们准备的救恩的源泉里来尝这个甜美的水。
That's right. The second water crossing is the Jordan River crossing.
第二次的过大水是过约旦河。
We know that the people of Israel, they followed Moses to cross the Red Sea.
我们知道以色列民众跟着摩西一直到约旦河。
Then they reached to cross the Red Sea.
经过了红海。
Then they reached to the wilderness between Egypt and the Promised Land.
然后他们就到了在介于埃及和和应许地之间的旷野。
On one hand, they enjoy their freedom to live and to worship as God's children.
一方面，他们作为神的儿女，他们真的非常愿意来敬拜神。
They had the two tablets of the Ten Commandments.
他们有十诫。
They built the tabernacle of Israel.
他们建立了以色列的约柜。
They had a manna as their heavenly food in every morning.
他们每天早晨来享受属天的玛拿。
Their freedom seemed so true and unshakable in the wilderness.
在这个旷野里面，他们的自由是如此的真实，是不能震动的。
But on the other hand,
在另外一方面
，they still kept their mind and their attitude from the land of slavery.
他们自己的里面其实还存留着这个在埃及为奴之家的意识。
They often made a noise in complaining and arguing before God about the food supplies.
他们经常在神面前来抱怨他们的为着饮食而抱怨。
They fell into rebellion of the golden calf.
他们甚至悖逆到来敬拜金牛犊。
And in Numbers 14,
在民数记第十四章
all the people of Israel except Joshua and Caleb.
除了约书亚和加勒以外的所有以色列人
they gathered together before Moses.
他们聚集在摩西面前
they crying like a baby.
他们大声的哭嚎
just because they didn't want to go in a single mile further towards their goal.
因为他们不愿意再走另外一个迈里的路来朝着他们的目标
They said they would rather die in Egypt or take the wilderness as their permanent home.
他们说他们宁愿死在埃及或者以旷野为他们永远的家
Not only as their home, but also they took the wilderness as their lifestyles.
他不光让旷野成为他们的家而且成为他们的生活方式
They were a group of people sloppy and aimless.
他们似乎就没有定向
wandering outside of the land that God had promised to them
晃悠在应许地以外
So dear brothers and sisters, do you know there are God's children?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们知道他们是神的选民
Do you know there are God's children who are living in the wilderness for their lifetime?
他们是神的选民，却居住在这个旷野当中。
Do you know there are God's people saved by God's grace for so many years?
他们凭着神的恩德救了这么多年。
But they are still scratching for their life with the blessings of the salvation, but never go into the promised land.
他们只是享受一些救恩的好处，却永远没有进入到应许之地。
Do you know there are people who can talk or even can teach the spiritual things?
你知道那些人，他们可以讲论，并且能够教导神的话语。
But they never walk in the victory of the cross.
但是却从来没有走在十字架的得胜之下。
Unfortunately, we have to say yes, there are.
非常遗憾的是的。有许多这样的。
For God's word confirmed with us that all the first generation out of Egypt.
神的话语也印证我们所说的，因为第一代以色列民。
They all had passed away in the wilderness.
他们都在旷野中倒闭。
And never be able to go into the land that God had promised to them.
永远没有进入神所应许之地。
These are the wilderness of people.
这个是旷野的民众。
In Matthew 7,
在马太福音第七章
，Our Lord Jesus says that not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of the Father in heaven.
他说，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的。
And the day when he comes with his kingdom,
是与他一起进入天国。
He will say to many, many people that I never knew you.
他会对许多人说我不认识你。
Come on, my dear brothers and sisters, we can't stay in the wilderness for any longer.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，让我们起来吧，我们不能再在旷野中漂流。
And we got to go into the promised land that God has prepared for us.
我们必须进入这个神所为我们进入的答应的应许之地。
Our purpose, our goal is not the wilderness, but the land of the free.
我们的目标不是在旷野，而是一个充满自由的地。
Our purpose is not the wilderness, but the land God has promised to us, which is in Christ.
我们的目标不是在旷野里面，而是神所答应的应许之地，是在基督里面的地。
We thank God even man failed on his purpose.
我们知道人是没有办法遵循神的目标。
But the greater is his grace.
但是神的恩典大过一切。
God had prepared Israel people a way to go into the promised land and live as a truly blessed Israel nation.
神却为以色列民预备了进入应许之地的道路，并且为他们预备了进入应许之地之后生活的道路。
Joshua 1 through 4 tells that when the second generation rose up from the wilderness,
约书亚记第一到第四讲到说当以色列民众第二代他们起来的时候，
Even though they were born in the wilderness,
虽然他们是在旷野当中出生，
But not like their fathers who died in the wilderness,
但不像他们的父辈在旷野中倒闭，
They wanted to live there.
他们想要住在那里。
They wanted so bad to live there.
他们非常想要住在那里。
They wanted to go forward according to God's purpose.
他们非常想要遵循神的旨意来进入。
So God told Joshua.
因此神就告诉约书亚。
My people should go and cross the Jordan River.
我的民需要来过约旦河。
In order to take the inheritance that I have prepared for them.
好叫他们能够承受我应许的地。
Which means that if we don't cross the Jordan River,
这样的话，如果我们不过约旦河，
we can't enjoy the inheritance that God had prepared for us.
我们就没有办法享受神所为我们应许的产业。
So the Jordan River crossing is the requirement for us to take the inheritance He has prepared for us.
所以过约旦河就成为我们必须来得能够进入应许的一个必经之路。
Remember in chapter 4,
在第四章，
How they follow God's instruction to cross the Jordan River?
他们就遵循神的命令来过约旦河。
They should first take 12 stones from the middle of the river.
他们必须第一先从河中间取12块石头。
And set them up in the new land as the memorial, the testimony of the new nation of Israel.
这些石头在他们中间可以作为证据，日后他们的子孙可以说这是，这些石头是什么意思？
But verse 9, it says in the meantime, in the meantime.
但是第九节说同时
Joshua had to place another 12 stones at the same place always say to replace those stones previously taken away from the river.
约书亚另把十二块石头立在约旦河中，这十二块石头就是取走十二块石头的那以前的地方，再重新放回十二块石头。
Did you see it, my dear young fellows?
年轻的弟兄姊妹们。
On one hand, there were 12 stones must be buried at the bottom of the river.
一方面，十二块石头必须要埋葬在约旦河里。
But on the other hand,
另一方面，
another 12 stones were brought out from this burial place and being set up in the new land as the memorial of a new nation.
另外一方面，十二块石头要从河中被取出来，放在这个新的领地里面，作为一个纪念。
Guys, this is how they got across the Jordan River.
这个就是他们怎么样来过约旦河。
In Romans 6,
在罗马书第六章，
Paul used the water baptism to explain to us that when we go into the new life in Christ.
保罗提醒我们说，当我们受浸进入基督的新生活，
We actually repeat the same story of the great water crossing.
我们其实就是进入这个约旦河的这个经历。
It is the exchanging of two sets of 12 stones.
这个是十二块石头的交换。
The first set of 12 stones represents the new being in Christ.
这第一个十二块石头是表示我们的心在基督里面的新生活。
And the second of 12 stones that Joshua buried at the same place represents our old nature.
这个约书亚放回在约旦河里面的十二石头，就这代表了我们天然的旧造。
This set of 12 could pass through the great water.
这十二块石头能够过这个约旦河。
It depends on the other set of 12 should be left at the bottom of the river and buried there forever.
必须要有这十二块石头先在约旦河里并。永远永远的被埋葬。
Now think about that. Israel people, they could never carry both set of stones with them to go into the new land.
那你就想想，以色列人绝对不可能把两套的十二块石头都带到新的领地里面去。
They had to leave the old set there.
他们必须把旧有的埋葬。
In order to bring the new set into the promised land.
好叫有新造的进入应许之地。
Guys, it happens to us in the same way.
弟兄姊妹们，对我们来说是同样的。
The old nature must die in the water.
我们的旧我必须在水里边被埋葬。
On the cross.
在十字架上。
So that the new being will be able to pass through the great water and live in Christ.
好叫我们的心造能够经过约旦河与基督一同生活。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, the chance of choice is on your hand and on my hand in everyday's life.
弟兄姊妹们，每天我们都要经历选择，到底我们是选择哪一条？
If you and I give the chance to the old set of stones,
如果你和我被给这个这些旧的石头
which means our old and corrupted nature connected to our achievements.
意思就是说我们的旧造腐朽的老我和我们的成就联系在一起
our ambitions.
和我们的野心
pride, self-centered, and etc.
我们的骄傲和我们的自我为中心
then,We actually block our way to cross the Jordan River.
这样我们就自己堵住了自己过约旦河的道路。
And we will never be able to taste the sweetest fruits in the new land.
我们就永远没有办法尝到我们要进入的新的领地的甜美的果实。
Guys, the old set should be gone and buried in the great water.
弟兄姊妹们，这个旧有的石头必须完全埋葬在水的底下。
Then Paul says in Romans 6:4.
所以保罗在罗马书第六章第四节讲到。
Even so, we also should walk in newness of life.
所以我们就可以一举一动有新生的样式。
Guys, as long as we keep the Jordan River crossing alive in us.
弟兄姊妹们 只要我们把过约旦河作为一个新鲜活泼的经历在我们的里面
We will gain open access to the new life in Christ
我们总是能够进入我们在基督里面的新鲜活泼的生命
It's not like how many church meetings you attend
不是你参加了多少教会的聚会
It's not like how many hours you spend in the Bible
也不是你到底花了多长时间在读圣经
It's whether you cross the Jordan River.
而是你到底有没有过约旦河
Once I had a good and meaningful conversation with a young brother.
有一次我和一个年轻的弟兄有一个非常有意义的交谈
He was the humblest and the soft-hearted boy I've ever met.
他是一个有他的心非常的柔软他这个人是我所面对的见过的最谦卑的一个人
And in the end of conversation
在我们交谈的最后
He asked me
他问我
Do you think in a way or in an attitude that we are the only one church group to know or to do the things right according to God's purpose
你觉得我们是在唯一的聚集的会众里面知道神的旨意的吗？唯一的来遵循他的旨意的一群人吗？
It's a tough question, isn't it?
这个问题非常难，对吗？
Well, I said to him,
然后我就对他说，
Let me answer your question in a different way.
让我以另外一种方式来回答你的问题。
Instead of yes or no,
而不是回答是还是不是。
We see ourselves,
我们看我们自己，
the people group,
我们这群人
who knows the only way into the spiritual reality in Christ.
我们唯一进入圣灵的实际的是经过基督。
We see ourselves the people group who knows the only way into the spiritual reality in Christ.
我们是唯一知道如何进入属灵实际的。
We know the only way.
这是唯一的道路。
Yeah, yeah. We know the only way to get into Christ.
这是唯一进入基督的一条道路。
And we are willing to invest all our life and energy into it.
我们愿意来花费我们所有的时间和精力。
That's all.
仅此而已。
That's all about who we are.
我们就是这样的一群人。
My dear brothers and sisters, as God's children.
我们弟兄姊妹们作为神的儿女，
We got to cross the Jordan River.
我们必须来经过约旦河。
Because it is the only way God has demanded for an open access to the promised land.
这是唯一能够进入应许之地的一条道路。
There is no other way.
没有其他的选择。
But just the Jordan River.
只有穿越约旦河。
But a crossing Jordan River, is that all about our experience in Christ?
穿过约旦河是我们属灵生命唯一的经历吗？
Is it all right if they made through the Jordan River?
他们过了约旦河就一切都好了吗？
Let's turn to the passage we just read through this morning.
让我们再翻到我们今天刚读的几处经节。
Verse 13.
第十三节
The people of Israel, they had crossed the river.
以色列民已经过了约旦河。
They have a wonderful experience at Gilgal.
他们在吉甲有了非常美妙的经历。
They were now waiting to go into the promised land.
他们在等待着进入应许之地。
That's right, they had been waiting for this moment for 40 years.
是的，他们已经在四十年之间都在等待着这一天。
They can't wait.
他们不能再等了。
As we shared at the beginning.
像我们刚开始交通的一样。
They can't wait and they are ready to flood the land over.
他们准备好冲入领地。
But Joshua pulled them over and encamped at Gilgal.
但是约书亚却停止了他们，却在吉甲立营。
Joshua wants to take one step further.
约书亚想要再更进一步。
So he came along to the city gate.
所以他来到城的门。
Verse 13, it says he lifted his eyes and looked.
第十三节说他举目观看。
Why he was doing that?
他为什么要干这件事呢？
I'm going to suggest that the reason why he lifted his eyes is because his eyes were so down.
我自我认为他为什么要举目观看，因为他的眼睛之前一直是看了下面。
Because there were so many things around him dragging him and disturbing his sight.
因为在他的周遭有许多的事情来搅扰他，来分他的注意力。
Pulling him away from God's plan, God's direction, and God's way to take the land of promise.
把他的注意力从神的办法来拯救他，让他得去这个城。
It was their first battle after a river crossing.
这个是第一，当他们过约旦河的第一个征战。
It would be their first stop in the new land since Moses led them out of Egypt.
这个是自从摩西带他们出埃及之后的第一个征战。
We can imagine that all the people were gearing up to take the land and take the city.
我们可以想象人们都已经聚集好了，准备好来征服这座城市。
We can imagine that Joshua was surrounded by his staff officers.
我们可以想象到约书亚被他所有的这些军官和他自己的助手来包围。
These are wise men.
他们都是非常聪明的人。
These are warriors of Israel.
他们是以色列的精兵。
And everybody had their own strategy plan in their hand.Telling him what to do.
他们都有自己的方式，战略战术，准备攻取这座城。
Telling him how to taking over the land that God had promised them.
告诉出谋划策，告诉他怎么样征服这座城。
So my dear young fellows, this is why caused Joshua's eyes was so down to the level of earth.
所以的话，约书亚他的眼睛是朝下看的，看在地上。
But we thank God Joshua is a spiritual man.
但是感谢主，约书亚是一个属灵的人。
He had learned from Moses that when the challenge was coming on the way,
他已经从摩西身上学会当挑战出现的时候。
What he could do is simply flipping his eyes over.
所以他能做的就是把他的眼转目。
From earth to the heavenly throne.
从地上转到这个宝座上。
From man's way to God's way.
从人的方式到神的方式。
Dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
This is why he was leaving the camp of Gilgal alone.
这就是为什么他单独一个人离开了吉甲的营。
Standing by the city of Jericho.
站在耶利哥城前
，because he knew clearly that it was the land that God had promised.
因为他非常的清楚，这是神所应许的一座城，一个领地。
So it was truly his business, not my business, not our business.
所以是他的事情，不是我的事情，也不是我们的事情。
So he was there lifting his eyes and looking.For God's way to take over the city of Jericho.
所以在这个时刻，他就举目观看，来仰望神为他争取这座城市。
My dear young fellows,
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，You and I were living in a very challenging age.
我们目前所生活的时代是一个非常有挑战的。
In the most of the time, we are placed in a challenging situation.
在许多时候。我们所面临的境况都很窘迫。
We've seen social injustice everywhere in this country.
我们在这个世界上看到不公正到处都发生。
We've seen political conflicts around the world.
我们看到政治上的冲突在世界上到处都有。
We've seen economic uncertainty around us.
我们看到我们周遭经济的不稳定。
We have to know that all of this will be pulling our eyes down.
我们这许多的事情叫我们的眼目就不能向上看。
Especially when we are trying to find a way through.
特别是我们想要找出路的时候。
It's natural and easy to keep our eyes down.
非常自然的我们要把我们的眼目放在下面。
But it is the way that leads to destruction.
但是如果我们不仰望的话，唯一的道路就是毁灭。
When this happens to us, what do you do? What I do?
当这种情形发生的时候，我们要选择怎么样做呢
？Remember, my dear young fellows.
亲爱的年轻弟兄姊妹们。
Joshua is the picture of how you and I are going to the battlefield and claim the victory.
约书亚所代表的就是给我们一个景象，就是我们应该怎么样做。
We don't have to be panicked.
我们不要惊慌。
We don't have to be stressful.
我们不要的觉得非常的压力大。
But just doing one thing when the challenges are coming in our on our way.
只是做当危机出现的时候，我们一步一步的走。
Lift our eyes and look.
唯一要做的事情就是把我们的眼目能够举目观看。
Don't let our eyes down.
不要往下看。
Down to man's way.
不要看人的方式。
Man's way maybe it sounds great and reasonable to our ears.
人的方式对我们听起来说是非常有道理的。
But my dear young fellows,
但是年轻的弟兄姊妹们
，just turn our eyes upon Jesus，
让我们注目仰望耶稣。
Turn our eyes upon Him until He makes a way for us。
让我们转眼仰望他，直到他为我们开辟一条道路。
Joshua stand by the city of Jericho, not for 1 or 2 minutes。
约书亚在耶利哥城不是站了一两分钟。
Personally, I believe he stood there just for a long time and waited patiently.
我个人认为他在那儿等了很久，非常耐心的等待。
He lifted his eyes and looked.
他举目仰望。
So when Joshua lifted his eyes and looked.
所以当约书亚举目，他看的。
He saw the commander of the army of the Lord.
他看到耶和华军队的元帅。
Now, who is this person?